congratulations. A little part of history yesterday. You get to have to make the call on what is the 2,500th victory in Alabama baseball history. An 8-3 win, and always good to salvage one on the road, especially against a team as good as the Cougars.
Absolutely, Chris. And Bama really, really played well in all phases of the game yesterday. Got a great start from Jeffrey Bramlett. He limited the damage when he had to, and then Ray Castillo after that was, and they hit the ball pretty well. J.C. Wilhite with a home run. So all around great effort yesterday for the win. But I'll tell you, even though if you just look at the wins and losses numbers, you only got one out of three, that may not be as good as you would have liked, but really, as someone who watched every pitch of all three games, it should have been better than that. Bama outplayed them in almost every category on Friday, and just the one mistake pitch turned into a three-run homer for them, and that spelled defeat for the Tide. And then on Saturday's game, they battled back from behind three different times to eventually take the lead, and then just bizarre things started happening in the seventh and eighth, to where they gave up nine runs to Houston, and out of that nine runs, they had all of two hard-hit balls. It was just a combination of some self-inflicted wounds and also a lot of bad luck. So one out of three against the top five-ranked team is good. Could have been better, but if you just look at the big picture and as far as this Alabama baseball team and how they're playing and how they may do this year, things look pretty darn good.
Lee, I got a chance to watch a little bit of Sunday's game online. Not a lot, but some of it. I thought we saw SEC-caliber arms, at least in the Sunday. The size of the pitchers, some of the stuff that they had clearly in the Friday night game and holding Alabama to a single run, it looks like in terms of what he was hoping to see from a challenge standpoint, Mitch Gaspar got exactly what he was looking for.
No question about it. This Houston team won the Baton Rouge Regional last year and then lost in the Austin, Texas Super Regional. They were one win away from going to the World Series and had their top four starters from that team back this year. So we got to see them this weekend. And then their top two guys out of the bullpen were really good as well. So you're absolutely right, Chris. Faced some high-caliber arms and did pretty well against them.
Casey Houston was not as good this weekend, statistically, as he was last weekend. So that's why his batting average has now plummeted to only, what, 720-something?
That's right. You know, he's been amazing. He has not had a game yet where he has not had multiple hits. Every game this year, he hadn't just had a six-game winning streak in the first, or six-game hitting streak in the first six games. He's had multiple hits in the first six games. And he got his first home run on Saturday night. He's been absolutely incredible.
He is now, just to read the stat line, batting 720, 18 hits in 25 at-bats, 11 runs scored, 6 doubles, a triple, a homer, 11 RBIs. And by the way, he struck out 4 times.
Yeah. You remember he struck out his first 2 times up in the season, and then he was on base every time after that, the rest of the weekend, in the first weekend. And then he had a couple of strikeouts this weekend, but everything else is not only hit, but hit hard somewhere. He's been unbelievable.
By and large, this seemed like another good weekend for Alabama. Again, you'd like to have picked up another win. You'd like to have seen the bullpen give you a little more on Saturday. But it seems like they basically accomplished some things that they wanted to, and now you go and just try to get things done this week, because it's a very big week with the two games scheduled for tomorrow at home against, or in Hoover against Savannah State, and then another very talented squad in Louisiana Lafayette coming in this weekend.
Absolutely. The challenges continue. I said to somebody, I haven't looked at everybody else's schedule all across the country, but if you just look at the pre-SEC schedule, Bama's got to have the toughest around. When you've got back-to-back weekends against Houston, who's ranked anywhere from number 3 to number 7, depending on the poll, and you got to go to their place, and then you get Lafayette coming in here this coming weekend. I mean, that's two extremely high-quality non-conference three-game series. So I doubt anybody else has anything any tougher than that.
Lee, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And we will be listening tomorrow as you'll have the call on the doubleheader between the Tide and Savannah State starting at 1:55 here on Tide 99.1 tomorrow. And then we'll look forward to working together at some point this weekend. Still not sure if I'm going to be with you on Friday before I make my way to Nashville or not, but I know, good Lord willing, creek don't rise, snow don't stay on the ground. I'll see you on Sunday for sure.
Sounds good. Look, you know, before you head to T-Town, if you want to stop by for a couple of innings of the doubleheader tomorrow, you know, feel free, buddy.
I would. Actually, if I didn't have to, you know, it's the one time we've got an early tip on a midweek game, so we'll go at 6 tomorrow night.
Okay.
And that is going to keep me from being able to do that. If it was an 8 o'clock start, I'd probably come see you for the anthem and then some, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to drive right past the stadium to head to Tuscaloosa.
Well, hopefully we'll get 3 wins tomorrow, 2 in baseball and 1 in basketball.